I'm joined in the studio by director Bill Edwards. Debbie Stevens and John Hughes are actors from the Blackmore Players, and they're here to talk about the new production of
Made in Dagenham.
Lovely to meet you all very enthusiastic. As I was saying before you came into the studio, there's some fantastic production companies out there, local theatre companies, and the value for money you get by going out to see you guys, who put in a hell of a lot of work, is amazing. So don't bother going to London, stay local. Tell us first of all, before we talk about the production, how long have Blackmore Players been going and how did you each get involved?
Well, this is our 50th anniversary year, so we're celebrating our golden jubilee with a number of events, one of which will be our gala anniversary dinner in July. There is opportunity for supporters and friends, should they wish to attend. If they go to our website, they'll be directed in how to get tickets to attend that event. I myself got involved with the Players about 7 years ago because my sister and my brother-in-law, who's here with us today, live in Blackmore and asked me would I be interested in coming along to the Players. But I myself have been involved in theatre for nearly 40 odd years now, so yeah. It's been a long time.
Well, I'm very lucky. I'm lucky enough to live in Blackmore, and I've been a member of the Players on and off for about 13 years now. Again, in my past, I've done lots of amateur dramatics, singing, things like that, and it's a fantastic community feel as well with the Blackmore Players, as most other drama groups are. There's massive opportunity for you to do the acting, do the singing, but also work backstage, props, you know, there's just so many different roles. It's like a massive family, yeah. Everyone there to support, and as you say, it's great for them people to come and see the community perform and put on these shows, because it's good to keep it live. Yeah. You know, it's good to keep those kind of things going in villages and in cities rather than have to go up to London. London is wonderful, I'm not putting London down, yeah. But this is just sort of supporting your community.
I think once you see one, you get addicted and you want to go and see others. That's what happens with people.
There,
yeah. So you just do that initial, I'll go out and have a look, and you go, my God, that was really good. I think I'm going to go to the next one.
Yeah.
And then you get a group of people that will always come. And as you were saying, ticket sales gone.
It's the continuous support. We are very lucky. Very good.
I got involved shortly after we moved here about 20 years ago. We live in Blackmore as well. My wife and I met at a previous drama group in Havering, we've got three boys who have also grown up and started doing various things with the Players as well. So, yes, been involved sort of pretty much since we moved into the village.
Now, is Made in Dagenham, you two have got leading roles. You're playing Rita.
I am.
And you're playing the CEO of Ford, and you, Bill, are directing.
We have a selection team who go through numerous scripts, and we have a criteria, sort of whether we think it's going to appeal to the membership, whether we think it's going to appeal to audiences, potential costs, potential outlays, anything that we think will be high cost items, things like that. We have a list of criteria, and for us, Made in Dagenham ticked all the boxes because the power, you know, as with most companies, we have a lot more women than we do men. So it's because it's a fairly female centric show, we felt the balance of parts available kind of lined up pretty well with the demographic of the company at the moment. It's relatively local, Dagenham. It's not a million miles away from Blackmore, so there was that connection with it, and last year was the 50th anniversary of the strike, which is just prior to our own 50th anniversary. So we felt on a lot of levels there was a connection for us to do it. But above all else, it's a fantastic show. It's got a real head nodding, toe tapping, energetic, dynamic score to it, It's a fantastic story. We're doing it in a slightly different format to what you might usually expect. We perform in Blackmore Village Hall, which for a village hall is very well equipped. We have our own stage, and we're very fortunate to be able to rehearse in the venue that we are going to be performing in, which not a lot of companies get to do.
Yeah.
But because we had quite an influx of new people for this show, we've got over 35 people in the cast, which is quite a considerable number. So we're staging it in such a way that we're using the stage for a good portion of the show, but we also have a traverse area that cuts through the middle of the audience so that with some numbers and some parts of the show, the cast are virtually acting on the toes of the audience. So it's a show that is as much about an experience as much coming to just sit and watch something. So we're trying to make it as personal experience for all the audience as we personally can by having elements where the cast are actually in amongst the audience as well.
So you could have Debbie and John on somebody's lap at one stage.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and that has certainly happened in the past.
They're both looking at me going, no, that's not going to happen. Tell us, you're playing the lead, female lead. Tell us about Rita.
Yes, Rita O'Grady. She is one of the lead machinists at Dagenham Ford. And she is one of the people that is very, very concerned about equal pay for men and women. She has a fantastic team of workers behind her that support her all the way. She starts off being quite timid and not really wanting to voice her opinion, but gets more and more powerful and passionate through the show, with the family's backing as well, to lead for the strike for equal pay.
Mm.
So she's a fantastic character, wonderful. I mean, when you do hopefully come and see it, it will be a tissue moment. You will cry, you will laugh. It's a very, very emotional show. All the characters are fantastic. Yes, brilliant story, quite well known, but it's worth seeing.
Can you give us your first line in the accent?
Oh.
Just throwing
you on. Oh, you're making us lie.
I knew you'd have to do an accent. Yeah, oh, yes. That's great. And you're playing the CEO of Ford, John.
Yes, so I'm the bad guy in a bit of the way, in that I'm obviously trying to keep everybody in work and not letting them strike. But I have a number of scenes which sort of moves the story on through the few weeks over the period of when they, you know, when the strike sort of first started to happen, and then as it progressed. So yes, and then I have to call over my American boss, who is the real bad guy, who then comes and causes havoc.
And have you got, is your voice, are you plummy voice, or is it a Cockney accent?
Oh no, I'm very, very posh, obviously, yeah. Because you know, I've been well educated and I'm at management, so yes, I do talk a little bit more posh than I would normally talk.
So is it singing and dancing? Both of you be singing and dancing into the audience.
Yes, absolutely.
And how far are you with the... When is the actual production on?
It's on next week.
Yeah, we open next Thursday.
Yep.
So we're into the final stages of, tidying up the last final little details and everything. As you alluded to, tickets have gone incredibly well. We've sold out completely for the Saturday night performance. We only have about 5 tickets left for the Friday night performance. And of the 136 seats available, we've sold virtually 100 for the other 2 remaining performances.
That's
so
fabulous.
Tickets have gone incredibly well for this one.
Are you doing a Saturday matinee as well?
Yes, we are. We do a 2 o'clock Saturday matinee, and the evening performances begin at 7:30.
And how much are the tickets?
Tickets for Thursday night and Saturday matinee are £8.
That is... See, where could you go for £8? That's incredible.
And Friday night and Saturday nights are £10.
That is fantastic.
And there is a bar that actually opens into the auditorium as well, which have very, very reasonably priced drinks as well. So,
what about the parking for situations?
Parking facility, there is quite good parking. We usually are quite able to accommodate full houses, so parking quite close by. We have a specific car park, but then because we back onto a large field, we have a facility for an overflow as well, so people shouldn't find any problems with parking.
Excellent. And what is that? I don't want to get, but what is coming up after this one? Because I know you always think in advance. Are you allowed to say? Or
After this one, virtually as soon as we finish with Made in Dagenham next Saturday, we begin launch for our September play, which is a farce called Drinking Habits, which in a nutshell surrounds 2 nuns who have kept their convent open and going by illicitly selling wine to the nearby village without their mother superior's knowledge. And with an ensuing visit from the bishop to potentially close down the convent, obviously lots of to-ing and fro-ing and mistaken identities and lots of running in and out of doors ensues, as with most typical farces. And then next January we'll be doing our annual pantomime, which next year will be Cinderella.
Excellent.
So that's that's our immediate future.
Are you still looking? Because I know a lot of the theatre groups are looking for young people. Normally young guys, probably about 60, because you don't seem to get many younger people. So is that something you sort of look out for? Or
we do. We're very fortunate in so much as that we do have quite a few young people who have graduated into the adult company, primarily because, and especially with this show, we do have a lot of family groups. So Debbie's daughter Daisy's in the production. John has two strapping young sons, James and Tom.
Yep.
And we have other daughters and sons of other family members. So we do tend to get quite a good feed through. But obviously, we're always looking to recruit, because invariably with the youngsters, particularly when they get to sort of 17, 18,
yeah,
if they go off to university, that means you obviously lose them for 2 or 3 years, and then obviously their lives are beginning, so some of them don't actually come back into the village. So it's always a fluid situation, but we're always, obviously, we'll welcome anybody of whatever age or ability who has an interest in being involved. I mean, particularly with this show, as I say, the Players have been going 50 years, and we've got some people in the company who have been with the company 40 years plus,
yeah,
and with some people in this show that is their very first show ever,
yeah,
never mind just with the Players, their very first show ever. So, you know, we're always looking for new people, and it's not always about ability. It's the thing you need, and I speak as a director here, is you want the commitment and you want the work ethic.
Yeah.
You know, because as a director, you can always find things for people to do in ways that will make them look good, whatever their ability levels.
Yeah.
But you need that commitment and that dedication. That's the real keystone. So,
and it's not, yeah, just the people at the front who are doing the acting, because there's such, normally you've got all the people selling tickets, you've got people doing backstage, because I didn't realise even when you're drinking tea or something, somebody's boiling the kettle or putting, mm-hmm, stuff behind you to
it's
do. So it's a big,
team,
it's a huge team. So if you're not actually starring in something as an actor, then there's so much more that you can do, helping with costumes, yeah, and all sorts of,
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it's something that has always driven me, because I've done this for quite a while and I've done quite a few shows, and my personal experience has always been the ones that you always remember, the ones that when you're sitting around at night with your friends having a coffee or having a drink and you talk about, you reminisce about the old days, the shows I always talk about had one fundamental thing about them. It was because of the team effort and how you came together as a group of people,
yeah,
and bonded, and you all had one goal and one purpose, and that's what has always driven me to try and achieve with every show I'm responsible for.
Yeah.
So
this is Made in Dagenham. Look at all the www.blackmoorplayers.co.uk. £8 tickets for the Thursday
and the Saturday matinee.
And then otherwise it's £10 for the Friday
and the Saturday night.
And it will be well worth it. You'll have a great evening. It's a fantastic production. And as you just heard there, they've actually got the stage coming out into the audience, so they'll be more or less next to you during the production. Really good luck. Look, I'm getting on the phone now to my friend Belinda after you leave, because I normally go out and see quite a few of these. I definitely want to come along because I know it's going to be good. And I've not been, I like Blackmoor. I couldn't afford to live there because it's very plush, but I can drive through, and it is very nice. It's very nice. Thanks so much for coming in today. Lots of passion, and wish you all the best with the production.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to be here.